Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Steve Boros. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Keene reaches second base with a double. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keene moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brock moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Duffalo now pitching. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Duffalo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davenport fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cepeda moves to second. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Pagan reaches second base with a double. Cepeda scores. Davenport moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davenport scores. Pagan scores. It's Giants, 3, Cubs, 3. Jim Duffalo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffalo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Duffalo moves to second. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Ellsworth moves to second. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mays moves to second. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mays scores. Davenport moves to second. It's 4-3, Giants. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Haller strikes out. Two outs. Jim Duffalo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffalo is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffalo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davenport scores. Pagan moves to third. Duffalo moves to second. It's 5-3, Giants. Don Elston now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. he's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Duffalo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubs hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-1 in the game. Schaefer hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Duffalo covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davenport hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davenport. The throw from Schaefer and he is out, Hubs applying the tag. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pagan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Duffalo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCovey. Burton reaches second base with a double. Brock goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4 Giants. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Haller hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Duffalo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffalo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Duffalo strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brock. Alou reaches second base with a double. Keene moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-2 in the game. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-2 in the game. Schaefer strikes out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum pinch hits for Don Elston. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Landrum reaches second base with a double. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landrum moves to third. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Burton is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landrum scores. Brock moves to third. It's 6-5, Giants. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Merritt Raynou pinch hits for Steve Burrows. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raynou strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Merritt Raynou now playing first base. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Haller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Raynou fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bolin moves to third. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bolin scores. Keene moves to third. It's 7-5, Giants. Tom Baker now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alou moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-4 in the game. McCovey is hit by the pitch. Ernie Bowman pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Cal Kuntz now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Keene scores. Bowman moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-5, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-5, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Bowman now playing second base. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Harvey Keene now playing left field. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Hubbs reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-3 in the game. Schaefer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hubbs scores. It's 11-6, Giants. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Schaefer moves to second. Leo Burke pinch hits for Cal Kuntz. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-9, Giants. Billy Heft now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Burton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Giants, 11, Cubs, 11. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks pinch hits for Merritt Renew. Gaylord Perry now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is walked intentionally. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hubbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schaefer hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 11. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Banks now playing first base. Jim Brewer now pitching. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Pagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano pinch hits for Gaylord Perry. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pagan. The throw from Schaefer and he is safe. Pagan steals second. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 11. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Larson now pitching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rogers hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and two walks. Brock strikes out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Burton hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 11. the Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rogers. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cepeda takes first base on ball 4. Bowman moves to second. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Davenport is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 11. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Santo reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Banks is walked intentionally. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Hubbs strikes out. 2 outs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Schaefer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo scores. Banks moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 12, and San Francisco Giants, 11. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.